From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said on Twitter Wednesday that the nuclear threat from North Korea no longer exists. That tweet drew a lot of criticism. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Much has to occur before the world can breathe easier with regard to North Korea, says Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen.
The nuclear threat will not be over until they have dismantled their entire nuclear establishment and removed both their enrichment capacity and their weapons.
Lawmakers are also responding icily to reports by North Korea's state-run media that during the Singapore summit, Trump agreed to lift sanctions against Pyongyang as a trust-building measure. A joint statement issued at the end of the summit made no mention of sanctions relief. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said in a new report Wednesday that the banned nerve agent sarin and chlorine were very likely used in an attack in northern Syria last year. It says the attack happened south of the city of Tamena in March 2017. The group also said chlorine was likely used as a weapon the next day at Tamena Hospital and in the surrounding area. The Saudi-led coalition backing Yemen's exiled government launched a fierce assault Wednesday on the crucial port city of Hodeidah. It's the biggest offensive of the years-long war in the Arab world's poorest nation. There are fears that a protracted fight could force a shutdown of Hodeidah's port at a time when a halt in aid could cause the starvation of millions of Yemenis. This is VOA News. A new report by the international human rights group Amnesty International criticizes both the Cameroon military and separatists fighting the independence of the English-speaking region for using unnecessary and excessive force. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports.
Amnesty International says civilians are caught in a deadly escalation of violence between the military and separatists seeking an English-speaking state. Amnesty says Cameroon's military has responded with arbitrary arrests, torture, unlawful killings, and destruction of property. Military spokesperson Kennedy Bajek has described as unfounded allegations that the country's soldiers are using excessive force on the population. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Njikwa, Northwestern Cameroon.
The United States has imposed sanctions on the commander of Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen's personal bodyguard unit over human rights abuses. The sanctions target General Hin Bun Hing, a member of the Prime Minister's close inner circle. The U.S. State Department and the Senate had repeatedly warned that the sanctions would be forthcoming if Cambodia did not reverse recent anti-democratic actions. President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is looking for new lawyers. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
A person familiar with the case says the attorneys who've represented Cohen since last year plan to step aside. Cohen's been represented by Stephen Ryan, a Washington lawyer who was brought on to help him prepare for congressional testimony about Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutors in New York have said publicly they're investigating Cohen for fraud in his business dealings. The person who reported the change in lawyers says Cohen has not talked with prosecutors about any plea bargain. Cohen has admitted he made the deal to buy the silence of porn star Stormy Daniels. Investigators in that case seized records from his home and office this spring. Warren Levinson, New York.
North America will host the 2026 World Cup. It's returning to the United States, Mexico, Canada for the first time since 1994. And the U.S. Central Bank raised interest rates slightly Wednesday and signaled that rates are likely to go higher as the economy continues to strengthen. It said the labor market continues to improve, spending is rising, and inflation is rising closer to the modest 2% annual rate that experts say helps the economy grow predictably and well. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.